107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is brought to you by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, an amazing local bakery and cafe within an ultra-cool historic building.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. FBI agents entering the official residence of New York City Mayor Eric Adams this morning. They seized his phone ahead of a criminal indictment expected to be unsealed shortly. The mayor, in a video message overnight, saying when the charges are revealed,
these charges will be entirely false, based on lies.
Several of the mayor's inner circle have recently resigned. Adams says he will not step down. Along the Florida Panhandle and Gulf Coast, people are bracing for Hurricane Helene. ABC's Whit Johnson's in Tampa.
You might remember Hurricane Idalia caused significant flooding in this area. Flooding always an issue here, so that's why officials are so concerned with this one. Transportation getting out of Tampa is also increasingly becoming difficult. The Tampa International Airport shut down this morning to commercial and cargo traffic at 2 a.m. It's expected to remain closed until Friday.
ABC's Whit Johnson in Tampa, Florida. This is ABC News. New warnings about your packages, with officials now worried that some crooks may be getting an inside track on delivery of information. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Police say vigilant thieves are tracking deliveries of the new iPhone, which hit the market last week. This kind of porch piracy isn't new. In July, a man was caught on camera near Boston stealing an iPhone immediately after it was delivered, part of a string of similar delivery thefts in that area. But the release of the new iPhone means more thefts. Police are now trying to determine if customers' shipping information was somehow leaked, giving thieves a roadmap to their targets.
Police say if you're having something expensive delivered, require a signature or consider arranging to pick it up at some secure location. And a plea for help from the Prime Minister of the Bahamas.
We're standing on ground that is quickly disappearing.
Philippe Davis says rising sea levels are literally eating away at his country. The cost of recovering from recent climate change-fueled hurricanes has put the Bahamas $10 billion in debt. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
Hello everyone, Kenny the Wannabe Baker here from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Deli. Shop local is the theme at Christie's Sunnyside. Not only do we sell local products, but we use those products in the foods we make and bake for you. So if you like local, check us out on Facebook or give us a call at 649-2253. We are open Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saturday, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. Thanks again from Christie's Sunnyside, where every day is sunny.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
This is the time of year for a scenic drive to Oakwood Fruit Farm. Apples are everywhere, including McIntosh, Cortland, and Honeycrisp, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Come pick your own grapes and enjoy fresh apple cider, homemade caramel apples, take and bake pies, apple cider donuts, fall mums, and so much more. Every Tuesday, you can get 10% off all apple purchases. Open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, located south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Your Touchstone Energy Cooperative knows safety is the backbone of reliability. From the ongoing training of our line workers to classroom safety programs for our kids. Our commitment to electrical safety has always been job one, so we can deliver reliable energy and peace of mind. That's why safety runs through everything we do.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, it looks like the beautiful early fall weather conditions will continue with temperatures running 10 to 15 degrees above normal through the weekend. Really a very dry pattern as well, with high pressure locked in across the upper Midwest and northern plains. Now, moisture from the remnants of Hurricane Helene will be tracking north through the Mississippi Valley to start the weekend. Could bring us an increase in the high-level cloudiness, but it looks like any showers will stay down in Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan, although a few light ones might work up toward Kenosha and Racine, especially Saturday. Otherwise, dry weather lingers into early next week. However, there will be a strong cold front marching through Monday night. Behind that, we should catch a batch of chilly fall air, at least for a day or two, in the middle of next week. Here's that forecast for today. Lots of sunshine and warm with a high of 79. Variable wind becoming east at 3 to 6. Mostly clear tonight, low near 50. Tomorrow should be sunny or partly cloudy and warm with a high near 80. Northeasterly wind 5 to 15. Friday night, partly cloudy, low 52. Saturday, partly cloudy and somewhat breezy. Highs reaching the upper 70s with a northeasterly wind of 8 to 17. Heading into Sunday, partly sunny, low 52, high 78. Monday, mostly sunny, still unusually warm for late September, low 52 with a high of 79. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, breezy, and much cooler, low 52, high 64. Wednesday, a chilly start, otherwise mostly sunny and pretty nice. Low temperature in the upper 30s with a high near 69. Enjoy that sunshine out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. It's a nice sunny morning. We're at 48 degrees. 78 was yesterday's high. The morning low today has been 46. The record high established in 1986, 86 degrees. The record low, 29 in 1966. Last year's high was 68 and the low, 60. Sunset will happen at 6:52 this evening. Sunrise time, 6:54 for tomorrow. Right now in Richland Center, the air is calm. Barometer at 30.08 is up a bit from earlier this morning. No precipitation today. And with sunshine, we're at 48 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel. Local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up, a look at a busy schedule. A couple of homecoming celebrations continue this week, and details on a Brewer 2-1 loss last night, but a great accomplishment for their starting pitcher, Freddie Peralta. Those stories coming up.
At Napa, we love cars, trucks, tractors, really anything with wheels and an engine. It's more than our business, it's our passion. That's why we care so much about quality parts and quality people. And that's why Napa is so proud to be one of the most comprehensive car care brands. Tools, parts, fluids, and more, we've got you covered. Visit your locally owned parts store, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, and Highway 61 in Boscobel.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. It will be a special cancer fundraiser pink night tonight for the Richland Center volleyball team. They're playing host to Dodgeville. It's the second time around in the conference. And also tonight, Richland Center will be the site for soccer action as Dodgeville Mineral Point attends. It'll be a JV match around 5 and varsity to follow. It's senior night as 12 members of the team will be recognized. River Valley celebrating its homecoming with some action tonight, including soccer match action, Wisconsinites Barneveld at River Valley. That will get underway with varsity at 5 today. And the River Valley volleyball team will be home against Prairie du Chien. And the pre-match time for JV around 4:45, and then varsity will follow today. River Valley celebrating its homecoming this week and weekend with football action tomorrow night when the Blackhawks take on Lancaster. In the Ridge and Valley this evening, DeSoto is at Ithaca and Wazika Steuben, the site for Weston. Kickapoo will travel to North Crawford. And in the SWAL, it's Riverdale at home against Iowa Grant for homecoming volleyball match action, which we'll have on WRCO. JV match begins at 4:45 and the varsity to follow. Coach Jesse Kinney talked about getting back to basics during homecoming week for the volleyball team.
You give them a task. They are very type A and organized. And now it's like we focus so much on that that now we've kind of lost a little bit of our fun and getting those smiles out. However, it's also homecoming week, and so we're a little bit drained right now. So getting those smiles, they're pretty tired, but that's going to be our focus to just get back to the fun now. And we've worked on the things we need to work on, and we know what we need to do to just keep moving in the right direction.
I asked Jesse about Iowa Grant, tonight's opponent.
We both seem to have struggled if we're looking at records so far this year. So I think it'll be a really good match. And last year this was, you know, a five-set match, I'm pretty sure. At both places when we went to Iowa Grant and when they came to us. So, you know, it's one of those things where I feel like those are the teams that just rise up to play, and like kind of like basketball, like no matter who's really on fire that year, you're going to play your best match against them. So it's going to be a battle.
We'll have coverage of that match beginning around 6 o'clock tonight on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. There's cross-country action this evening as a few teams from the area will be involved in meets. The middle school level at Dodgeville, and also a meet coming up this evening for the Riverdale cross-country team. I talked to Coach Chris Simonson about the busy schedule.
Thursday, we have two meets happening. For a number of years, Dodgeville has hosted a junior high invitational, and we've always run there and done really well. So our assistant coach, Jamie Bumkamp, is taking the kids to that. Meanwhile, we have a new event this year. We are headed to Prairie du Chien for an invitational. Prairie is hosting sectionals for Division III this year, and they made an offer late last spring saying, hey, since we are hosting sectionals and very few of you teams have run on this course, would you like to come and run the course prior to sectionals? So Thursday night, Nick Stitzer and I will be taking the varsity teams to Prairie du Chien to run there to have a chance to look at the course and check it out before sectionals in October.
Chris talked about some of the top leaders, including the seniors for Riverdale.
We have two seniors. We've got two seniors on our high school boys squad. We have Caleb Schlelein, who has been running all along. And last year, partway through the season, we were fortunate enough to pick up Carson Knight, who joined us. And he's, along with Caleb, are a couple of our top runners. They usually finish in the third or fourth spots for the varsity boys. And they switch around as far as who beats whom and all that kind of stuff. So they're great leaders. They're doing a nice job, and they're a really important part to our team.
Riverdale has had some success in recent meets. Chris, as you look at the start of the season, has there been a best meet so far for Riverdale?
Yeah, I think the teams ran really well when we were at Goat Hill this last week. The boys' varsity team ended up tying for first place for that. The girls' JV team, or excuse me, the girls' junior high team won the event. We didn't have a full girls' varsity that night. We had a couple of girls that were out with injuries, but they've run very well this year as well. Sadly, we only have two kids on our junior high boys team. So although they've run well, they haven't been able to score any team points at any meets.
Riverdale cross country coach Chris Simonson. The Ithaca Bulldogs will be home against Nisida on Friday night, looking to go 6-0 on the season. They've had a great start, including a big win over Cashton last Friday night. I talked to co-head coach Kyle Kelly this week about that win over the Cashton Eagles.
We didn't have any penalties or anything like that. It was a real clean game, and I felt overall it was the cleanest game we played all year. So that was awesome.
I thought the game, you know, obviously the stats are pretty good for offense, but really won or lost on the line, wasn't it?
Yeah, like I said, we were moving the ball the entire time. Every single drive we had ended in a touchdown.
Certainly there were some standouts, and a lot of people contributed, didn't they?
Yeah, we did. We always give out, it's called the bone. It's like a big giant gold chain that's a necklace as well. It's kind of funny. But we give it to the MVP of the week, and this week it was pretty hard to determine who was actually going to get that.
So who did?
Keegan Jones, because he's had more touchdowns than he did incompletions.
The Bulldogs do battle again on Friday night during the sixth week of the high school football season. Merchants Bowling League action. Gauger Salvage at 2844 series. Granite Valley 2835. And AutoZone at 2802. High Game Honors. Gurner Farms at 1010. Gauger Salvage 1000. And AutoZone at 985 game. Individually, the top series, Andy Keller, a 742, Jeff Seckman, a 730, Kevin Genthe, a 679. Top game, Andy Keller, a 279, Matt Fargin and Jeff Seckman each had 256s, and Kevin Genthe and Jacob Layton both had 253 games in the Merchants Bowling League this week. The Packers listed 10 total players with injuries on the first injury report of Week 4. All but one player practiced for the Packers yesterday. Quarterback Jordan Love was once again limited, while cornerback Carrington Valentine returned to practice after missing last week. New additions to the list include cornerback Jair Alexander, tight end Luke Musgrave, center Josh Myers, receiver Jaden Reed, and offensive lineman Zach Tom. Elsewhere in football news, the Thursday night game begins the new NFL weekend. The Cowboys play at the New York Giants. In baseball news from last night, the Brewers struggle on offense. Freddie Peralta looked pretty good. He looked like the ace the Brewers need as they head to the postseason, finishing with 7 strikeouts and 2 earned runs in 5 1/3 innings. Those strikeouts helped him cross the 200 strikeout mark for the second straight season. Here is his manager, Pat Murphy.
Freddie's done it before, but it meant a lot to him, so it meant a lot to me because he's an important part of our deal. We wouldn't let him go too much farther. I'd be hard-pressed to tell you I was going to leave him in if he didn't strike him out, but yeah, a great honor for him.
And manager Murphy was asked about sending Freddie back there for the 6th inning of work last night.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like any player that gets that close to a milestone and is throwing the ball good, I thought he let the inning before get away from him, focusing maybe too much on a result, not enough on the process of just getting him out. I think that led to the 2 runs, to be quite honest with you, but you don't know for sure. But it sure seemed like he was trying to get that last punch out to get 200. It's a great honor. I mean, it's a great milestone for any starting pitcher.
The Brewers play again today. Keep in mind, that's an 11:35 first pitch time today on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. The Phillies captured the one of the best record in baseball first-round buys in the National League with a 9-6 win over the Cubs, St. Louis 5-2 over Colorado, Arizona 8, and San Francisco 2, the Dodgers 4-3 over San Diego. In the American League, Seattle 8, Houston 1, Detroit 7-1 over Tampa Bay, Toronto 6, Boston 1, Baltimore 9, the Yankees 7, White Sox 4, Angels 3, Texas 5-1 over Oakland. Interleague play, Cleveland 5, Cincinnati 2, Kansas City 3-0 over Washington, Minnesota 8, and Miami 3. a game that was postponed yesterday. In fact, the last two games of the pivotal series between the Mets and Braves have been postponed due to the forecast for inclement weather. New York, Atlanta, and Arizona are battling for the last two NL wild cards. Heading into the day, the 87 and 70 Mets were in the second spot, a half game ahead of the Diamondbacks and a full game better than the 86 and 71 Braves. The last two games of a three-game set, originally scheduled for Wednesday and Thursday, will be made up as a doubleheader Monday in Atlanta. The first game will start at 1:10. That might mean that the playoffs would begin the very next day for a team that is involved in that series. Elsewhere, despite a strong first set, the seventh-rated Badger women's volleyball team lost in five sets to number 16 Minnesota in the Big Ten opener last night. Sarah Franklin put 21 kills away, a match high, as the Badgers hit just 188. Anna Smrek and Julia Orzal both finished in double figures with 13 kills each. Minnesota's Lydia Groats led the Gophers with 17 kills as they hit 250. Orzal tied a career high with four aces as the Badgers total 11 on the night. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update on sports.
Cordon Maine offers quality, affordable furniture, mattresses, home decor options for all styles. Stop in downtown Richland Center for in-stock items as well as customizable styles today. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, your Trane heating and air conditioning system dealer, providing quality service and superior products. It's hard to stop a Trane. And WP Dental, providing modern dental care, helping create healthy, beautiful smiles Monday through Friday.
Talking new coaches' polls for volleyball and boys' soccer, plus a sneak preview for Week 6 football. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. A new week means new coaches' polls. There are no changes at the top of the WSCA boys' soccer rankings. Marquette is the top-ranked team in Division 1. Cedarburg occupies the number one position in Division 2. The Sheboygan Christian Lutheran Co-op leads the way in the D3 voting, with Shoreland Lutheran holding down the number one spot in D4. There's a big change in the boys' volleyball coaches' poll this week, as Sussex Hamilton leaps all the way from 6th to 1st, as former number one Germantown dips to 2nd. In the WVCA girls' volleyball rankings, DSHA remains unbeaten and number one in D1. Luxembourg Casco is again the top team in D2, with undefeated Cuba City leading the way in Division 3. Living Word Lutheran is on top of D4, while a change in Division 5 sees Eau Claire Emmanuel Lutheran make a big jump from 4th to 1st. The Quick Trip in Wisconsin Dairy football game of the week features yet another huge Classic 8 showdown as Arrowhead travels to Oconomowoc. Elsewhere, first place in the Southern Lakes is on the line as defending D2 champ Badger faces off against Burlington. The battle for Highway M finds Middleton making the trip to Verona. In a crosstown rivalry, De Pere heads over to West De Pere. Mondovi welcomes in Regis, and Rice Lake faces New Richmond in an unbeaten Big River showdown. This has been a WisSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WisSports.net.
This is the story of the one. As a facility technician installing a new welding station, he knows getting the ventilation right is critical for safety. That's why when questions arise, there's Grainger. Grainger offers detailed technical product information online at his fingertips, so it's easy to find what he needs. Because when it comes to safety, having answers means he and his people can breathe a little easier. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looking for unbeatable deals on fresh pork? Stop by the Richland Locker in downtown Richland Center. This week, grab whole pork butts for just $1.98 a pound, pork shoulder roast at $2.98, and pork shoulder steaks for only $3.48. And don't miss out on our new deli favorites. Ketchmer Mesquite Smoked Turkey is just $8.48 a pound, and Baby Swiss Cheese is just $5.98. Plus, check out their brand new Heat and Eat meals. Choose from ham and turkey dinners, Italian beef, and pulled pork and beans. Come visit the Richland Locker, where quality meets value.
today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
If you want to drive a big limousine, I'll buy the longest one you've ever seen. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. If you want to own a great big mansion, well, I'll give it my utmost attention. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. Well, I'm a fool, oh, for you. Take a while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, well, I've got it. If it's money you want, then I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters and the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you. A while, but I'll prove it's true. Well, if it's loving you want, then I've got it. If it's money you want, well, I'll get it. I'll buy you tall, tall trees and all the waters in the seas. I'm a fool, fool, fool for you.
Shows, spend all their Sunday sober now. Everyone she knows is having babies. They got tired of fighting with the clock. And their mama's always asking if she's ever gonna have one. She's boring all the boys and the men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows is buying houses, even though their husbands don't come home. All their exes have to fix it. If they do, they don't admit it. No, no, no. Everyone she knows is getting healthy. She still smokes a couple when she drinks. But the bars are getting harder. They don't ever card her. And she's bored with all the boys. Men are too damn old. She's sick of summer love, but the winter's just too cold. She's a Marilyn in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. She goes out on Saturday night. She comes home late, she don't have to fight it. She thinks, ain't got it. She's born.
me down low. She's sick of summer love. The winter's just too cold. She's a Maryland in blue jeans with a touch of Jackie O. She's stuck between 17 and everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows. Everyone she knows.
Kenny Chesney on WRCO and Everyone She Knows. Trivia time is coming up in just a little bit here today, and regular features along the way as well. Nice soundtrack for a beautiful day in southwest Wisconsin. We're up to 49 degrees. It seems that it warms slowly, but when it warms, it's going to be up there. The record high for this state, as we mentioned a bit ago, is 86. Now, we won't break it today, but you know, we could be in the same vicinity, which is kind of unprecedented for this time of year. Here's Billy Currington.
I've been your lover. I've been your friend. I've been your faithful one, woman, man. I've been your diamond in the rough. Now you say you wanna polish me up. Why do you wanna change me now? Ain't I the one you loved everything about? You might start missing the old me around. So why do you wanna change me now? I remember like walking with me on my wilder side. My kind of crazy, it turned you on. Do you really want that part of me gone? Why do you wanna change me now?
Yes, indeed. We were talking earlier this morning about some of the places around Richland Center, around Wisconsin, the Richland Center area. We know the mascots pretty well, but mascots around the state, and I wasn't exactly sure about some of them, but Henry brought up Prescott, and I thought I knew where it was. I thought it was kind of over on the eastern side of the state, but one of our two listeners says, no, it's just across from Red Wing, Minnesota. So, I was way off on that one this morning, but I think I've been there before, but again, sometimes I don't know where I am, especially if I'm riding with somebody to a game or an event. It's kind of like you get talking, I don't even know where I'm going. Kind of like back in school, you know, we went to all these places that we played in high school, such as Brookwood and DeSoto,
and places like that. And then the first time when I was working for the radio station, I had to drive to places like that. I had no clue. And of course, those were the days before GPS. I kind of assumed, I kind of had an idea, but had to figure it out firsthand there. Either that or stop at the Zippy Stop in Lafarge. They usually knew where to send me.
Hi, this is State Representative Tony Kurtz, and I'm honored to serve my neighbors here in rural Wisconsin. Out here, we don't ask for much, just safe streets, food on the table, and a place to call home. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in our roads, first responders, and hospitals, all while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. Of course, there's more work to be done. That's why I'm asking for your vote this November. Together, we'll build a better Wisconsin.
Paid for by Kurtz for Assembly.
Community First Bank makes switching easy. Our bankers use switch assistance to help you change over direct deposits, loan payments, bill payees, recurring transfers, and much more. Plus, you'll get more from your checking account relationship. Switch today and experience firsthand how Community First Bank, a local community bank, puts you first.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com. Member FDIC.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Archie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Archie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also, a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Archie's crane truck. For more information, call Archie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
Did you know that 70% of the economy is you and me buying things? So a big part of building a strong economy boils down to putting money into our pockets so we could buy more things. A living wage, affordable childcare, paid family leave, and affordable housing puts money in our pockets and creates an economy that can benefit everyone. When we buy things, that encourages new businesses to open and corporations to hire more workers. It makes no sense to give large tax cuts to the ultra-rich because they can't spend the money they already have. And any extra they get goes into investments, not purchases. When political leaders underfund our families and communities and instead cut taxes for the ultra-rich, they deny us the economic benefits we have a right to share in. So, it's a fair economy for everyone or tax cuts for the ultra-rich. You must make that choice when you vote in November.
Paid for by patriotic millionaires, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's agent or committee.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first-time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Coming up on WRCO, our quiz of the day. We'll see how you do. Right now, Lady A.
I'm in love with the thought of you when you were 22. A pair of boots and your Converse shoes kicked off by the front door. Sipping cheap tequila on the front porch. I'm in love with the history
Love you back on WRCO Radio. That was Thompson Square. Great to have you along today for WRCO and our trivia question of the day. Can we find it? No, I don't see it there. Okay, let me see. Give it some thought. Is it there? Let me see here. No. Okay. Well, we'll have to ask another question here in a second once we get our bearings. It is live radio, right? No, we'll be asking you a question about, in fact, a particular show that debuted on this date. And a big chance to win coming up.
Mama put a little whiskey in my bottle. Daddy put a little work hard in my boots. No matter.
Country in my soul.
Thompson Square. Now, here's what you're playing for today. A great prize from TriStar Malts, TriStar Gifts, and more, if you know the right answer. Can you identify the TV show that began with this theme? Hmm. 608-647-4155. The winning answer wins a great prize from TriStar Gifts and more today. Here's Zach Top.
Hey, bartender, I need me one of those long necks. Yeah, man, that's good, about as good as it gets. Here's a 20 for the jukebox, crank it up, please. Here's another 50, run a tab for me. All that stew's not taken, girl, you can sit right there. Old Joe, take good care of you, cause he cares. No, I didn't come in here looking for no romance. Hell, I didn't even come here looking for one of those one-night stands. I don't need to talk. Don't need no shrink. I don't need to dance or hear what you think. All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music. Girl, I hope I didn't come off too much like a big jerk. But I'm here to treat myself to a little bit of self-work. If you'd sit down on that stool any other night, I'd be buying you drinks, feeding you lines, working on a real good time. But tonight I don't need to talk. I don't need no shrink. I don't need to dance or hear what you think.
Today is Dan Davis. He knew the right answer. I'm sure a few of you did out there. Henry Bray knew it. Well, you know. Anyway, here is the answer.
Knight Rider, a shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist. Of the innocent, the helpless, the powerless, in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
The theme from Knight Rider. There you go. Congratulations, Dan, is the winner. Knight Rider debuted in 1982 on this day. That theme or that intro almost sounded like William Conrad Cannon, but I'm not sure. I don't think it was in the intro, but lots of great shows debuted on this very day, including The Beverly Hillbillies in 1962, Gilligan's Island 1964, The Brady Bunch in 1969, also Without a Trace in 2002, Joan of Arcadia, that debuted in 2003, and Downton Abbey on this day in 2010. So September 26th, pretty memorable shows debuted. So congratulations, our winner wins courtesy of TriStar Gifts and More, TriStar Mulch. No job is too big or too small. If you're looking for that perfect gift or something special to brighten up your home, look no further than TriStar Gifts and More, located at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East next to Dunkin' Donuts in Richland Center. They offer a friendly atmosphere filled with adorable, funny, and unique items, from beautiful candles to stunning metal art. TriStar Gifts has something for everyone. Visit them today or call 383-1280 for more information. TriStar Gifts and More, your one-stop shop for home decor and gifts for any occasion.
Life is filled with decisions, some required and some optional. And then there are decisions we make by making no decision at all. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to gift yourself and your loved ones by making the decision to plan your final wishes. Decide today to make that decision. We'll be glad to support and help you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. You can start that journey at PrattFuneralService.com.
Do you enjoy working with a locally owned mom-and-pop business? If so, consider Meyer Oil & LP. We've been locally owned since 1956, providing propane, bulk lubes, and fuel. We have you covered. If you're considering a new fuel provider, please call Meyer Oil & LP at 608-524-3914 and see if we're the right fit for you.
You'll love an A&W Root Beer Float. Made fresh root beer with real cane sugar meets a perfect swirl of creamy vanilla soft serve in our signature frosty mug. Try one today and watch all your worries float away. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Looking to refresh your home or fix those nagging repairs? Affordable Interior Painting is here to help. They specialize in water damage repair, drywall and plaster repairs, and even spruce up your entry door. With daily cleanup and fully insured service, you'll get professional results with no hassle. Beautify your space with a fresh coat of paint or restore those problem areas today. Call Mark at 608-604-4032. That's 608-604-4032. Affordable Interior Painting, bringing new life to your home. Beautify with color.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I worked to address rising childcare costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new childcare slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
Here's an interesting tidbit. We were talking about Knight Rider. So it was Richard Basehart who did the intro. Wilton Knight, who was a character on Knight Rider. But I didn't know that he actually did that vocal intro, and that narration at the beginning there. So. And very good voice. Seemed like a lot of actors and voiceover actors had those really deep, really distinctive voice, you know? I remember The Fugitive, a man too long without sleep to continue his journey. And, you know, all those classic intros like that, they all had similar kind of deep voices. And I don't know what you attribute to that to. Maybe, well, got to be honest, maybe cigarettes back in that day. That could have contributed to it a little bit. Here's Holly Dunn.
I tried to talk it out of love.
see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing. Cannons flashing, I clean my gun and dream of Galveston.